Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening, locked in, all over North America. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We appreciate you for hanging in here with us, okay? We'll be hanging with you for one more hour. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Okay, I'm in Atlanta, Botcher's in New York City, but we got Monday Night Football. It's taking place in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's in the second quarter right now. The Eagles, nothing. The Packers, nothing. It'll fill you in when we actually get some good action here in this game. Man, I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We have discussed a lot here, folks. Thank you to Luke Easterling for joining us from Athlon Sports, coming through to talk everything NFL. Thank you to Patricia Traynor. Patricia came on through. And we talked all things New York Giants, because today the New York Giants gave their head coach the boot. Brian Daboll, no longer leading the charge for the New York Giants. They told him, thanks but no thanks, go find another job. And Brian Daboll, no longer head coach of the New York Giants. So we'll be here with you for one more hour. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call up. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'm not a difficult person to find. We talk some baseball as well. Luis Ortiz, Emmanuel Clase. These guys might be going to prison. You know, over here, match fixing, altering their stats, trying to get people paid. Not a good look. And then how about this? Here's some positive baseball news. We got the rookies of the year announced in both the American League and the National League. Congratulations to Nick Kurtz, 2025 American League Rookie of the Year, going out there and balling for the Athletics as they get ready to make their way to Las Vegas, playing in Sacramento last year. And then right here in Atlanta, Georgia, Drake Baldwin, coming through and winning the National League Rookie of the Year at the catcher's position. 274, 19 home runs, 80 RBIs from this catcher. Okay, Nick Kurtz went out there and killed it. Look, and if you're a fan of the Oakland Athletics, Sacramento Athletics, they will not claim that. Las Vegas A's, whatever the hell you want to call them. Knowing that you do have a talent like Nick Kurtz, 290 batted, 36 home runs, 86 RBIs. Man, that's some damage there. So you always like some new talent, especially for the bad teams. The Braves had a bad year with all the injuries, but anything that brings positivity to the Athletics, you got to just go out there and take it, man. This is a good thing. Listen to what Nick Kurtz had to say about improving all throughout the course of the year.
You know, it's about getting comfortable and not just, you know, as a player, but, you know, being someone in the big leagues. You know, it comes with a lot of different stuff, and you kind of got to learn about yourself and the game along the way. And, you know, we're all great players. It'll come at some point, but the timing is always different.
Well, that's great, man. That's great. Botcher, what do you speak to MLB Network?
Yes, MLB Network. They're always on it with them.
Yeah, it is. Listen, it's Baseball Network. They might as promote the good stuff. Drake Baldwin, the catcher here for the Atlanta Braves. He talked about winning the National League Rookie of the Year and how it feels. Listen.
At the start of the year, I would never really thought I was going to be in this position. And even a couple weeks in, I mean, there's so many ups and downs and stuff. And now being able to cap this stuff with this award is just so special.
Yeah, he's a good dude. And then, he's not just out there hitting the baseball. He has to manage the pitching staff as well. Isn't that difficult?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I think that's one of the bigger jumps getting into the big leagues, especially as a catcher. I mean, it's just handling a pitching staff and doing all the scouting reports, learning what makes the pitchers tick, learning how to get hitters out, all of that. And, I mean, the only way I could do it is with all the help I had throughout the team.
Yeah, well, good for him, man. Congratulations to Drake Baldwin, Nick Kurtz, the reigning National League now Rookie of the Year, as well as the American League Rookie of the Year. Good for them, especially all the negativity that we have surrounding baseball right now. You might have heard Emmanuel Clase, Luis Ortiz from the Guardians. They might be in a little bit of trouble when it comes down to gambling and trying to help some people gamble and make some money. Listen to this report from NBC News.
Tonight, a bombshell rocking the baseball world with an explosive new indictment unsealed today, charging two Cleveland Guardians pitchers in connection with an alleged bet-rigging scheme.
I think it's huge. First reaction, shock.
Prosecutors say Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz intentionally threw balls instead of strikes on certain pitches in exchange for bribes or kickbacks from sports bettors. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York saying it started as early as May 2023, first with Clase before Ortiz joined. The pair are charged with conspiracy, fraud, bribery, and more. Prosecutors writing in part that the players illegally enriched themselves and their co-conspirators misled the public and betrayed America's pastime.
Listen, man, people are always going to try to cheat. Doesn't matter how many times you warn them or try to tell them what the implications and the ramifications are of your actions. People are always going to cheat. People are always going to try to get ahead. It is just highly, highly unfortunate. Okay, Emmanuel Clase, he's been placed on leave since July. Luis Ortiz, well, he's stood in front of a judge. And apparently Emmanuel Clase is out of the country. Man, don't let them bring you back here like they did Antonio Brown. That's not going to work in your favor. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Jeff is calling from Louisiana, New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, JR, good to talk to you, my friend. I heard you say there was snow in Atlanta. Did you get a chance to build a snowman or have a snowball fight or anything?
Yeah, well, about 2 minutes of flurries didn't do the job, so I had to watch it.
Well, just stand by. It's coming.
Well, I hope
JR,
not, go ahead.
All right. On this gambling scandal, particularly on this guy, Class A, did I hear you say he was in a five-year, $200 million contract right now?
Well, not 200 million, but 20.
Oh, well, that's still quite a bit of money.
Yeah, I'll take it, so, yes.
So my question is this. Since more than most of us could not spend that money in a lifetime, probably.
Okay.
My question is why, and what I've come up with is this, and I'd like for you to tell me what else I'm missing. So, three things. When is enough money enough? Secondly, do the wealthy just never have enough? And third of all, is it just the thrill of maybe getting away with cheating, or is it something else? Your thoughts, JR.
Well, you know, Jeff, and these are my thoughts, and this is also something that I know because I've seen it in a lot of cases. I ain't put nobody's business on Front Street. People are people. And in a lot of cases, it does not matter how much money you're making. Whether you got a salary of, let's say, a yearly salary of $20,000, or you're making $200,000, or you are making $20 million, you live according to what you know or feel comfortable is coming in, regardless of whether you're saving your money or you're just going to live check to check. There are a lot of professional athletes who are getting these gigantic salaries, in the case of Class A, a five-year deal, $20 million. There are a lot of athletes who are living check to check on big deals. Okay, so I don't know. Every 2 weeks, you might get a check that comes in that says, hey, man, here's $75,000. Here's $100,000. Here's $150,000. But if you got to pay a mortgage and then you're paying for stupid cars, or maybe you're buying jewelry, or maybe you're supporting 50 and 20 other people, and then you got some businesses, and maybe you're doing stupid things with your money, like going out at night, you can live check to check on a high salary and be a big celebrity and just think that this money is going to roll in. And so I don't think it's so much about, when is too much money ever enough. Let me tell you, there are entire programs that are set up for professional athletes, in particular NFL players who really only get paid throughout the course of the season, where they can go ahead and borrow money to hold them down until they start getting their checks in. I mean, they have agents and agencies that exist that will lend players money or give them an advance on their salary. I mean, we talked about Malik Beasley, I would say in the NBA. He's one of these guys caught up in a gambling scandal. Apparently, he owes Uncle Sam money. That's one way to get caught up and get behind with your finances. He owed money to a barber. He owed money to this person, his condo. And he was making, like $18 million a year. So I know it sounds crazy, but it doesn't matter what level of money you got coming in, whether you make in $20,000, $200,000, or $20 mil, you can make the same stupid decisions with just different amounts of money.
Well, you know, JR, there goes exactly why I listen to this show. You know, there's not a night goes by. If I'm listening, and I try to listen every night, but there's not a time goes by where I don't pick up at least two or three different good points about sports, or in this case, just money. So I appreciate your insight, sir, and your time. And I hope you have a good evening. Talk to you soon.
You as well, Jeff. Thank you so much for calling from one of my favorite cities, New Orleans. Yeah, man, it's not even how much you would listen. You would think somebody getting $20 million over 5 years, you would think that they'd be straight for life. They should. Let's think about this for a minute. A five-year, $20 million contract, you know how much of that goes to the IRS? About half of it. So what you sign on paper is a five-year, $20 million contract. Well, you got a five-year contract where you're making $10 million. And not only do you have to pay the federal taxes on that, you got to pay the taxes on every city that you have to play in. Like, there are accountants that do all of this. Like, there's no guarantees. And so what? Maybe You say, oh, yeah, I want $1 million house, so I want two houses. And, you know, maybe those houses are now, you know, $2 million out of the 10 that you have left. It goes fast. And athletes are no different than a lot of other people. They want to keep up with the Joneses. You know, you got guys who, you know, not everybody's on Shohei Ohtani's contract. Not everybody making $700 million. Not everybody's hitting, you know, Soto money out here. You got guys who just go, oh, well, he drives that, I got to drive this. It gets very dangerous very fast. And in the case of Emmanuel Clase, I guess if you feel you could pick up another couple $100,000, hey, that's found money for me. All I have to do is throw a ball. All I have to do is throw a strike. All I have to do is match what they're saying I'm going to do. In the case of Emmanuel Clase, he connected with bettors, reportedly, in the Dominican Republic and elsewhere, where he would agree with them that he would throw a ball instead of a strike, or that he would throw a pitch at a certain speed. And in one instance, he reportedly, allegedly, threw a pitch into the dirt on purpose in order to get his guys paid. And so using this inside information and working with him, these bettors won like $400,000 to $500,000 wagering on his pitches. They colluded. And so Clase got a kickback on that. Hey, Clase, if you throw the ball in the dirt, we can make $400,000. We're going to kick 100 over to you, or we're going to give you 80. And that's just going to be for tonight. Hey, when you come back and start again next week, let's see if we can make you some more money. And so it's as simple as that. Here's an example. In one case from May of this year, a bettor won $11,000 on a wager that Clase would throw a pitch slower than 97 miles per hour. Okay? The indictment said one of the times a bet went wrong, and then Clase, he got an image of a man hanging himself with toilet paper. Basically, hey, bro, you got to get it together next time. Otherwise, we're going to kill you. Boncha, that's a bet to make now, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Especially, all you have to do is tell him, hey, I'm going to throw an off-speed pitch first. And then you know it's going to be under 96 miles an hour because what Clase throws.
Boncha, I was talking about the fact that he was threatened one of the times he did it.
Yeah. But didn't he respond with like a puppy, like sad eyes gif?
Boncha, people get hurt and die over this stuff.
Yeah, no, it's not good. Especially, I don't know how he gets roped into it.
How do you get roped into it? A friend calls you and says, hey, bro, you want to make some easy money? And he goes, tell me more.
And then it explodes to death threats?
It doesn't have to be Boncha, I use friend loosely. It takes one guy to say, hey, do you want to make some easy money? And listen, it is a very, very dangerous world. I'm not telling you that Emmanuel Clase is going to end up in the Las Vegas desert, you know, begging not to be buried alive with his legs broken. But we've had a lot of instances, especially in the world and time that we live in, where people are ruthless. And you start messing with people's money, even some of these stupid prop bets that people make online, and they're in stadiums and in arenas just yelling at the players, and you're screwing up my bet. Well, imagine being in business, quote unquote, with somebody. I mean, we got a guy in Texas, and this is news that came out earlier today. He was accused of threatening Louisville head coach, the football coach, Jeff Brohm, okay, his family, the offensive coordinator, and then also Miller Moss, the quarterback. This man threatened these guys after Louisville lost to California in overtime. Okay? He's been arrested. 6 counts of making terroristic threats and 1 count of attempted theft by extortion of over $10,000. Boncha, that's not a game, bro. That's not a game.
No. Don't mess with the players or athletes.
Yeah, and yeah, people, we're going down a slippery slope. Everybody knew this was going to be the case. This is one of the main reasons for years and years and years and years the leagues were just like, we are not going to get involved in gambling. Well, that's a load of crap because it's way too much money. And so everybody will make a little bit of money. If I said you, Botcher, if I said you had to go play around in a pile of horse crap or cow manure, but buried deep inside the cow manure was $5 million, would you do it?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really that simple. Yeah. When you know the money is there and all you got to do is get a little dirty, people are always going to be willing to do it. And that's the nature of gambling. You can get a little dirty, you know, but I'm still going to walk away with the cash. It's a wild world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll give you an update on what's going on between the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. As Saquon Barkley is just going for another large run. I see that, a long run here on the board. We'll give you an update on the score. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And when I am negative, I'm just telling the truth. Everything ain't roses and daisies out here, okay? This portion of the show is sponsored by Square. More than 4 million neighborhood businesses run on Square. To learn more, go to square.com or just stop by your favorite local business. See you in the neighborhood. Square. How about this? I mean, we still got another half of football. We still got a few minutes here, or less than that, to go in the first half of the game. The Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles have scored a whopping 0 combined points here in the first half. There's less than 2 minutes to go here, about a minute 54 in the first half. The Green Bay Packers have the football, and maybe, just maybe, they could put a few points up on the board. Jalen Hurts had a fumble. There's nothing to note here in the first half of this game. So not exactly what we were all expecting, what we were all looking for, but at least we got two teams that we believe are going to do a damn good job, potentially even making it as far as maybe the Super Bowl. Maybe this is an NFC Championship matchup, and so we'll be paying close attention. Bacha, are we going to get a score before we get out of here? Maybe we get a field goal or something?
I would hope so. There's some solid field position for the Packers here, but the way these offenses are going, it's looking rough. Maybe you get a long field goal.
Somebody has to do something, man. I guess this game is a little bit more palatable given the fact that I'm standing in the studio and I can't hear a damn word of anything that's being said. But just by looking at this, pretty bad, pretty ugly. Let's see. Oh, no, here we go. Yeah, maybe the Packers get a field goal up on the board. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Packers dealing with an injury to Tucker Kraft. It's just people busted up all over the place. And speaking of injuries, this actually just popped up, on my feed not too long ago. You know, I mentioned this Saturday here in Atlanta, I watched the Lakers and Luka come into town. And they lost to the Hawks, surprisingly, by 20 points. It was just a complete, utter blowout. 20 points doesn't even do it justice in a final score. And so there were a lot of people here in Atlanta that were disappointed that LeBron didn't travel, LeBron didn't play. And, of course, it's not because of load management. It's because he's dealing with a back issue. He's had sciatica dating back to July. And so it's now been reported that LeBron James is working out with the G League team. J.J. Redick shared this today. He said that LeBron is hanging out with the G League dudes as he tries to kind of work his way back into shape. The Los Angeles Lakers are currently on a road trip right now. And so LeBron James just running up and down the court with Bacha, what do I call him? Aspiring NBA players, huh?
Yes. Pretty good college players that can't make the NBA.
Yeah, as long as he's running up and down the court, does it really matter what LeBron James is doing or who he's running with?
Well, no, it doesn't matter who he's playing with. It's just how hard will he be running is the question.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to, I mean, if your leg can move, if you ain't dragging it around, I guess you got no choice, huh?
Well, yeah, of course, but do you want to give it 105% against G Leaguers, or you want to save it for the NBA? And that's where I guess I don't know.
Hey, just testing out whether or not his ass muscles hurt or not, you know?
Yeah, as you do. It's just, I just hope that he doesn't push himself too hard and then he pulls it again.
Oh, he didn't. Well, it's not a pull. It's sciatica is more of a nerve issue, you know, and it affects what you can feel and move. I don't know if you pull it again once you get it loosened up. You've never dealt with it, right?
No, thank goodness. But I've heard it locks up your leg.
Yes, it's horrific. I mean, I haven't had sciatica. I know people who've had sciatica, and my back will bother me every now and then, so I can understand. Like, I've had my back, this is the actual muscles of my back, lock up on me. It's like King Kong grabbing your waist and squeezing. Like, I felt my back, the muscles just tighten up, and you can't move. It's almost like you're paralyzed to a degree. And I know someone who's had sciatica, and I've watched them drag their leg around for a couple of weeks, and they've had to go to physical therapy to get the leg loosened up. You know, it takes time. And I think once you get through the process of it, you can go out there and move around. So, I mean, the only way you're going to do it is through progressing, and this has been since July. So I know Charles Barkley likes to make the jokes about how LeBron doesn't have sciatica, he's just old, but yes, LeBron having sciatica it's not surprising that this is something that's, you know, taking some time for him to just try to go out there and get fixed. But at least the Los Angeles Lakers, I know they're going on this road trip. Or they're on a road trip. Maybe they'll be able to, you know, keep things alive for LeBron when he comes back. Not the worst thing in the world. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. I know we got Marco Belletti getting ready to deliver the news flash and an update in a second. Belletti, you ever know somebody or have you had like a sciatica or nerve issue before?
Unfortunately, yes. Fortunately, not for a while.
Ooh, good. So this is, you had it in your back towards your leg and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
I actually, there was one time that I had it that I honestly couldn't move for a full day. Like I couldn't even get out of bed. I couldn't, I thought I was to the point where I was like, is this ever going to go away? Like it was an entire day. I couldn't move.
But then even after that fact, you've never had a recurrence of it?
Yeah, I've had a few, but luckily in the last, say, year or so, I haven't had anything. So it's gotten better, but it's still like, look, it hasn't been debilitating. I've had stuff where it's like I could feel it. I could feel it going down my leg. I could feel like if I turn the wrong way, I know I'm screwed. It's just kind of like slow down. Let's do everything slow. And it hurts, and it kind of works its way out. I haven't had the, oh, my God, I can't move at all. And I'm, you know, I have to call out from work. I can't get up. Daddy can't do help. Not, like, I haven't had that in a while, which is good.
You don't need life alert for the holidays?
Yeah.
Like you
well, I mean, I don't know. I probably do.
I'll get you life alert.
Yeah, I could probably use that. Yeah, yeah.
I get you one. Mm. No, but to Botch's point, you know, for LeBron, they say he's been dealing with this since, what, July, August, something like that? Mm. And to now be here in November, I mean, I'm not in his body, neither are you. We don't know what the case is. Is he trying to make a point? Is he trying to make a statement? Is he really hurting? Mm. I don't know. It sounds legitimate to me. I mean, at least the time frame and timeline of it. And Botch's concern was that this is something that could be reoccurring. It certainly could, but I think if you're really progressing with this from July and you got the best treatment and they stretching you out and the rehab and the therapy, it sounds reasonable. Makes sense.
Yeah, there's two things. I mean, it's LeBron, so you're never really 100% sure. And more, you throw in the idea of, you know, the whole Luka situation, and is it the Lakers? It's now the Lukas, and he doesn't really be happy, but he took the opt-in because he wanted the money. So, like, there's a lot of variables that come in. If this was 2 years ago, I don't think we would have questioned it at all, right? It would have been like, all right, you know, LeBron's. We could have said, hey, look, he's getting older, so maybe he's going to take this slower. Sure. You know what? If he misses the first month, if as long as he's there for the playoffs, like, yeah, all those things are in play. Now it's got the added of, what is this? Is this, I want out of here before the trade deadline? Is this, I don't want to play with them? Like, we don't really know exactly all the motives behind all of this. But if you're asking me in general, for a 40-something-year-old man to have sciatic problems to cause months, yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Because it
sounds
is.
Normal. It's as simple running as... He's been running his whole damn life.
Right, and it's a simple thing. Like, this is not one of those things where it's like a calf. And as much as you have to take time... Once you slow down, you can kind of get past, like sciatic, you honestly don't know. You could turn, this is like those, you sleep the wrong way and you wind up waking up when you don't know. So yeah. I can see the timeline being longer simply because they want to work it as long as they can and they want to try to see if they can get it as loose as humanly possible. The only thing is, again, could it come back 2 weeks later? Sure. We're never going to have the answer to that though.
Bruh, I fell asleep on the couch last week by accident, right? And it was one of those things I fell asleep on the couch and I was too lazy to say, let me take my ass to bed. And nobody called me to get into bed anyway. So I said, screw this. I'm going to stay on the couch, right? My neck killed me. Mm. I had a nerve issue in my neck. This is like real life. My neck bothered me until this morning where I finally moved my neck around this afternoon and said, hey, you know what? My neck feels normal. Like if I lean my neck down, I felt it in my back. You know, I would feel it. It took a week until it went away. And it's one of those things where I'm saying, okay, I can stretch it out every day, try to do this. Now, it's either going to go away in a week. It could go away in a day. It could be here for 2 weeks. I hope this thing doesn't hurt for a month.
And I don't know, that's just what happens when you get older. It just, it's inevitable, you know?
Look, I mean, nerve issues, I mean, we don't really know anyway because, you know, that's part of it. And it, how long does it take? I don't know. But when you get old, everything seems to take longer. Everything seems to hurt. Everything seems to be like, oh, this is more than just, oh, I pulled something. I've now entered into nerve damage and whatever. Like, there's all kinds of stuff. The older you get, the more the little things, I just rolled my ankle a little. No. Now you can't walk for 3 days. Like, there's just, everything just takes longer.
Yeah, we haven't seen an NBA player ball out in year 23. Like, what are we doing here? That's a long time.
Think about that for a second.
And 23 years?
And last year, when you watched him play, like, does he look like a guy that's 40 years old? I mean, he doesn't look like the same LeBron 10 years ago, but that's against him.
And if you tack on, what has he played in regards to playoff basketball? Another three seasons, probably, I think?
I would think more, probably, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, guys played 25 seasons equivalent of basketball, where he has been throughout his entire career, relatively healthy the whole entire way. Mm-hmm. You know, given I just got to the Lakers, and now I think it was his groin hurts or my foot hurts. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just, he's 25 years of basketball. What is he going to be, 41 in next month?
Yeah, I think so, 41, 42. Yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, give LeBron James I give this guy a pass. I mean, what is he going to do? He's going to hurt.
I don't know about you, but I'm curious to see what it looks like, too. Like,
You think he's going to hit that wall where now he looks – here's LeBron with 18 points and 5 rebounds and 5 assists as opposed to 25, 8, and 8?
Yeah, also partly, too, because I don't think they need the 25, 8, and 8. Mm. I think they'd be a lot better if they ran through Luka and Austin Reeves and LeBron is – I mean, can you imagine – how good you could be if LeBron is your number three guy, if he's all bought in and he could do all the different things, not the scoring necessarily, all the things that makes LeBron special and who he is, because he can add all these different elements.
I think he's great getting to the basket because he's very smart.
Right.
But do you want to take the ball out of Luka's hands? I thought it'd be either or. I mean, wouldn't it just be a natural progression to just say, Austin, you're the third wheel, and Austin has to go, I know I am? I don't know.
I guess.
That's a lot of ego to give up.
You're right, but that's the thing, the ego. I want to see if he would give up the ego and all of a sudden become like a rebounding machine where he's pulling down 16 or 17 of them, and he's getting his 15 points because whenever he feels like he wants to get to the rim, he can go, and no one's going to stop him. But he's not necessarily the guy that's facilitating the whole offense.
From a visual perspective, from a basketball fan's point of view, and from LeBron James, who's always been very particular about his image, especially after the whole decision situation, do you think he would want that on his basketball ledger as to how he went out? I don't know about that.
You're probably right, but I got to tell you, I think it would add that he would be able to put aside his ego, and if they won another title and he was a guy that was – vital, but not the number one option. I think it would make it even better.
Well, he's not the number one. It's Luka, period. We know that.
I know, but if he would actually get a title, and the only way to get a title is if he has to buy all in. He doesn't buy in, you might as well trade him. It doesn't really work.
You think this team could win a championship?
If he bought in, might.
I don't think so. I don't think they have enough depth, period, even outside of him. I was telling somebody here on Saturday when the Lakers were here, I said, I think Austin Reeves would be better use because I don't like that. Who they got off the bench?
I know, but I don't know if this is fully the team that we're going to see after the deadline either.
Well, how are they going to flip somebody?
I don't know. We've seen it done. What the hell did they give up for Luka? I mean, honestly, like we didn't see that coming, did we?
Well, it took one dumbass. I don't know if we'll get one of those in another
50
years.
You don't know how many dumbasses are out there, and I don't know what their draft capital situation is. I can't imagine it's a lot, but whatever it is, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah,
maybe they need to call up Nico again before he gets fired.
Why not? Bring in Klay Thompson. All of a sudden, things look a little different.
Yeah, Klay Thompson's looking pretty depressed out there right now. Yeah.
Get another old man.
Why not, Adam? He has Megan Thee Stallion, so I'm pretty sure he's in good shape.
Old man strength.
Yeah, well, listen, I bet he is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back, a few things that took place this day in sports history. Right now, a news flash from Marco Belletti.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the end of the show. It's November 10th, 2025. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
In the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
November 10th, 1963. I mean, before we got to Ovechkin, before there was the great one, there was Gordie Howe. He becomes the leading career goal scorer in the NHL. He scored his 545th goal in a 3-0 victory over the Canadiens. Listen to all these great NHL players talk about how great Gordie Howe was.
When you're a kid and you meet your hero, sometimes it's not as good as, or as fun as you thought it was going to be. For me, when I met Gordie Howe, he was better and nicer and bigger than I ever imagined.
He was just a genuine person. He knew how to make people feel so good about themselves.
12 and a half years with Gordie, rooming with him and everything. I met my wife because of Gordie. I get traded the first game since the trade. We're going into the court, and he's saying in my ear, "Red, how's the wife?" And I go to turn to and he put me right through the board.
Hey, let's keep him moving. November 10th, 1978, Larry Holmes knocked out Alfredo Evangelista in the seventh round to keep his WBC heavyweight title in Las Vegas. Take a listen to the knockout.
I don't think there's any question, but what he has now realized, he can measure the man, and he is really trying hard to put him away. But he,
well, I think he got it right there.
should be the start of something big. Oh, he's out. It's over. Right. Flashing right. And look at Evangelista. So it happened in the seventh round. I don't have the official time yet. Just as we were saying, Holmes wanted to prove that he could hit.
It was over. November 10th, 1990. How about this? You think there's offense in the NBA today? The Phoenix Suns woke up and said, here's 107 points in the first half. The Suns, they had an NBA record. 107 points in the first half. They ultimately beat the Nuggets 173 to 143. A defense was optional in that game. November 10th, 1996. Speaking about putting up big numbers, Dan Marino passed 50,000 career yards passing. He did it in a Dolphins win over the Colts 37-13. Marino also reached 4,000 completions, another NFL first. Dan Marino did it all. Take a listen, courtesy of the NFL.
Handful of yards away from 50,000. No one close. This could be down the sidelines, wide open. McDuffie. Flag is down, however. McDuffie wasn't down by contact and gets to the 37-yard line. Now let's check the penalty flag. Was thrown in the Indy secondary.
This looked like a holding penalty on the corner.
Illegal contact on the left cornerback. That penalty is declined.
And the first down. The fans here know in South Florida that gives him 50,000.
Man, you want to know how much the NFL has changed? Tom Brady finished up his career with 89,000 passing yards. Dan Marino finished with 61,000. And now he's in 10th place. Every modern player is basically ahead of him. Matthew Stafford, Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, and so on. November 10th, 2007, Jeremy Roenick doing it for the San Jose Sharks. He scored his 500th NHL goal. He did it against his former team as San Jose beat Phoenix 4-1. Take a listen to Jeremy Roenick on getting his 500th goal.
Well, let me first thanking the San Jose Sharks for allowing me the opportunity to get to this place. It's truly an honor to be in the company that I am. I've played with some great teams, and I feel I'm playing for the greatest one I've played in my career right now. And it's pretty special. And it's special to do it in front of a crowd that appreciates hockey, that appreciates their team. And whether this is my last year or not, this team's gonna work hard for you. We're gonna go out, we're gonna work our hearts out for you. It's gonna get better, trust us, stay with us. And I just wanna thank you from the bottom of my heart to give me the opportunity to be here. Thank you.
Oh, that's sweet. Anyway, not so sweet right now. Oh, by the way, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, good stuff there. Not so sweet. We got a scoreless game on Monday Night Football. Eagles, Packers, somebody eventually is going to have to put up some points because somebody has to win the game. Well, hopefully somebody puts up some points. I would count on it, okay? Anyway, if you missed a portion of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Luke Easterling for joining us. Talk NFL. Patricia Reina coming through to chat with us about the Giants. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Please be safe, be well, be amazing, be all of the things. Thank you to Ryan Botcher. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.